Okay. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is Abduwali Abiola Balogun. I'm a music director and also a professional stage director.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to be talking to you in two capacities. As the music director of The Gods Are Not to Blame, the adaptation of Oedipus Rex that was performed earlier this year that I saw. And then I'm going to be talking to you again as a director who's worked on quite a whole number of tragedies. Like now, I'm aware that you are actually working on another adaptation, this time Othello, an adaptation of Shakespeare's Othello. Now, let's begin to look at it. Let's start from this recent one, then we go back. So we'll find a way of linking because of your own experience as a musician, as a theater director. Now let's start like this. How would you describe what is tragic and then tragedy?
For me, tragedy is not when somebody dies. Tragedy is when one person's behavior puts the whole community into problem. And if that is the case, it now becomes a matter of one for all for one. So when tragedy happens to a man in a community, especially in the African context, it means that not one person, just like the Yorubas will say, that Oron Yabo, everyone is going to fall. It's not one person's case. So tragedy in that light has to do with collectiveness among the people.
Okay, before you answer what is tragic, you know, I noticed that earlier when I interviewed Sunday Chukwuma, he also mentioned something about the African society. So are you saying that tragedy is culturally specific?
Well, most times I would say yes, because what is tragic to a particular tribe might not be tragic to another tribe. Just like in some cultures, colors, they have these semiotics they send to the people. If you look at a culture like the Maasai tribe in Kenya, red to them is celebration of love and culture and its diversity. But if you look at the Yoruba race, some of them will see red as danger. Even in these are contemporary time, they see red as danger. So what is source for the goose most times might not be source for the gander. So that's why every culture is peculiar to what they see as tragedy.
So what then now is the tragic?
So, let me bring it from the Yoruba culture. The Yorubas, they believe that when a community is thrown into disarray, there is always one person that must have orchestrated that thing. So, I can also draw example from the just concluded play we had, which is The Gods Are Not to Blame. If we look at the play itself, we will see that the tragic hero in that play is actually not Odewale. It's the mother in person of Ojuola, who, by one way or the other, lost her husband without the knowledge of when he was going to return, and then having to bear children for his own son, which for me can even trigger some sort of psychological trauma to any woman who has the foreknowledge of that kind of situation. Even the people that saw the play, many of them, they were saying that they can never bear that emotional trauma.
So you think people are usually more sensitive to tragedy than comedy?
Always.
Now, let's not take it from that point. So, you know, each time you describe tragedy, you have a way of validating your point by making, you know, a recourse to African society and the rest of them. So, let us use the African context that you've cited profusely as an example. Should we now take it that tragedy is a reflection of society?
Well, I would say yes.
To what extent?
In the sense of saying that tragedy cannot happen just to an individual. No matter the distance of where the tragedy is happening, it has this, it's just like smoke. It will always, people will see it.
Okay. Now, let's not go back to the plane, which is really our main concern.
Okay.
You were the music director of, and a play that now moved from the, in quote, original Yoruba setting of the playwright. Now, in the hands of a director, the play becomes a multicultural play. And one of the main pillars, so to speak, of the performance itself is the music, which you actually conducted, you wrote, you actually put together the whole thing. Tell us what it was like, you know, having to, in quote, direct the music for that performance.
I will use the word tasking, because originally I am a Yoruba person. I'm not Igbo, neither am I a Benin person. So during the course of the rehearsal, when I had a discussion with the director, and he was able to explain his own idea of recontextualizing the play, and then having to look for songs from different tribes, which include the Yoruba, Benin, we have the Igbo tribes, and some other contemporary songs. I went as far as calling some of my Igbo friends to interact with them. I had to learn some words in Igbo so as to infuse them into my songs. And at some point, we had to code mix, in the sense that we use some parts Igbo and then some parts English. And then at some point, we had this Edo community close to where we rehearsed. We had to bring some of them to come and rehearse with the singers. And at some point, since it's an ensemble, we had to go across as teaching everybody in the whole production so as to make it heavy and to also enlighten them on this is what you're saying and this is the meaning of what you're saying. So it was not easy at all.
Now, these choices that you made, were they informed about some other factors aside of the fact that the director only said he wanted to make the play multicultural? What other factors did you put into consideration while you were, developing, while you are writing, directing the music?
First, we should understand that our own environment is multicultural based. And then we do not want a situation whereby the play will be one-sided. But that still does not leave the fact that if the director had decided to still remain, put the play in the context of the Yoruba setting, everybody would still have been able to go along with the play. But the director was unstinting in the sense that he was able to create an amiable environment for other cultures to really participate and then see themselves being reflected on stage, either with their songs, with their costumes, or with some of their ad-libs. So he created this connection within the audience. Everybody felt loved, everybody felt appreciated. You see an Edo man sitting beside an Igbo man, and then there is this mutual conversation as to what is being presented on stage.
Now, one of the things about it is that this performance held on the University of Lagos campus, which what it meant was that the audience that you had was largely made up of students that were on campus, students from various, and students who actually have, some people say we're in the age of the postmodern age. Did you think some of, let's take it this way, how are you able to blend their interest with those of the cultural environment from which you've actually sourced your music?
When we looked at the environment, we saw that 80% of our audience, they are going to be students. So 20% will be from the age of early 30s to, let's say, late 80s. So we decided to now do what we call a tradomodern way of blending the songs, in the sense that we brought some instrumentals that fit into this generation, and then we also brought songs that fit into their own generation. So the blend of these two really wowed the audience. One, there are some hip-hop artists that we have now that their songs, apart from the fact that they use modern instrumentals, they are still talking about the culture. They have still not deviated from the culture. So we were able to mix the instrumentals this generation understands with the lyrics that generation understands, blending the two together.
So you think that performance was able to reflect the reality, the contemporary types of living up to what people are familiar with,
yes,
and at the same time trying to introduce them to what they were not familiar with, mm-hmm. in terms of the origin of the play itself as a Greek tragedy. Now let's look at it. To what extent now do you think that music that you actually conducted was useful to the tragedy that was dramatized?
First, the songs helped to set the location. Secondly, to set the pace. And most of all, to create the mood. Because if there is no emotional purgation in tragedy, then that thing is not meant to be called tragedy. And then we have this point that when the play gets to a particular, which is the apex, at least everybody in the audience should feel pity for the main character, or let me say the tragic hero. There should be this form of self-pity for the members of the audience, as well as relating it to the actor on stage, whereby they are able to also put themselves in the shoes of the tragic hero. So the song, or let me say the songs, helped to push the reality at their faces by making them remove themselves from the all to reality. So they don't see actors on stage anymore. They see themselves participating in what is going on.
Yeah. In the Nigerian society, where there are some geographers or historians or scholars who tell us that there are over 250 ethnic groups and tribes in Nigeria, and then there are over 400 languages being spoken, and then we have about 8 or so of these tribes represented in that play, and then looking at the volatile nature of ethnicity in Nigeria, did you think that play was a reflection of the Nigerian crisis, you know, the tribal crisis, the ethnic animosity that was going on? Did you think that the play was a reflection of that, and what was the role of music in asserting that viewpoint, if indeed it was like that?
Okay, let me say that the three major ethnic groups that are recognized in Nigeria as we speak, that the Igbo, Yoruba, and the Hausas, there is no other tribe that will not successfully fit in into any of these three tribes. So I feel there is no tribal sentiment. Because one, if you are Igbo and you are Akwa Ibom, you know that the pillar of the Easterners, or let me say South-South, they are the Igbos. So in this sense, we were able to use music to balance the mood for everybody so as not to feel left out. And again, if you look at the way the country is now, just like our people will say, that uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. we look too much into what the leaders are supposed to do for us, and then we leave what we are supposed to do for our leaders.
So you think the performance and the music that you actually created were able to direct your audience's mind to that, this fact that you're stating?
Yes.
Now let's now look at it again. So much of the music that you added to that performance were dirges, you know, at this gloom around them. Now, should we take it that tragedy often employs dark and gloomy theatrical elements for effect?
If you do not take all of those things into consideration, I feel it is now proven that people even laugh at the face of tragedy. If you don't bring something that will dig down into their minds, they might not relate to what you are saying.
So you think dirges, very dark tones, you know, somber music, has a way of enhancing the tragic quality of the performance.
Yes.
But then now let's now look at it. Some people will say that what it means is that comedy has a way of trivializing, you know, terrible situation heals, while tragedy has a way of exaggerating it. So should we take it that the kind of music that you developed for the performance of the Girls Are Not to Blame early this year was meant to do that, to exaggerate the tragic situation?
That is the whole idea. Because one, I feel the action is not enough. When actions are going on stage and then you have something to accompany that action, and then it makes it elaborate. You make people see beyond what reality offers. So when they see that, they face the hard reality of life, that, okay, if this thing is not happening to me, that does not mean it is not happening somewhere. So music, in this sense, throws them into that mood of, this is how people are supposed to relate to some situations in reality. So music, just so we know, that it has two forms. You have euphony and then you have cacophony, under the literary term onomatopoeia. So if that is the case, the euphonic aspect of that music, whereby you have different parts coming together with different instruments playing, accompanying what action is going on stage, goes a long way into putting the audience into the right frame of mind to feel sober. Because one, some of them, they're actually a reflection of exactly what is going on stage. So when they don't realize it until you say it to them. So by saying it to them, you don't say it in an easy way. You throw it at their faces. And that comedy cannot do. Comedy has a way of watering down a serious situation to make it look so common. So people at the end of the day don't go home thinking about what you have done. They laugh out of the all, and then that is the end of the whole message. So I feel tragedy is stronger, as a way of passing the message in a stronger form than comedy.
Okay. Now, let's now take this other question. As a director now, you're working on Ahmed Yerima's Othello, an adaptation of Othello. And I know you've actually introduced a whole lot of music in there. So are you saying that, similar to what you did with The Girls Are Not to Blame, you think that you're using music as a kind of a mainstay of the performance, or an addition to what it's doing?
Like about 2-3 weeks into the rehearsal, I didn't bring the musicians to come and rehearse with us. Although the actions were coming out strong, but if you are a strong member of the audience, or even a director from another place, you will know that there's something missing. They were throwing the lines, people could hear it, they could feel it, but I feel when there is music, you don't need anybody to force you to take that bitter pill. You will just take it by yourself, and then it has a way of penetrating. Even though you're not really paying attention, the music will just make you stop whatever you are doing And then, so later on, I had to invite some set of musicians using some instruments that would easily penetrate through the minds of the audience, and that is violin, flute, and then keyboard. So the drum set just comes in at intervals, just to set the mood, the pace, but the violin and the flute, they are really doing a very good job by, one, making the audience listen to the lines, so that the lines will make sense, and again, setting the mood. Because when there is no emotional progression, tragedy is not complete.
Mm. So you think for tragedy, music is an essential element.
Yes.
And then you also think that, especially for African tragedy, it is almost impossible not to infuse
music.
Well, Soyinka also said something about music being the language of ritual, or a ritual language, and then he says drama or theater is not just the performance but the totality of existence. So if we now look at these possibilities in terms of language, music as language and music as ritual and the music as a way of life, so you're saying in essence that a tragic play or a tragedy has a stronger way of bringing to light the human reality of existence than comedy. But some people think comedy could actually do that too.
Well, comedy has a way of hiding the identity.
What do you mean by identity?
Like, if we want to talk about the president of the country, talking about what he is doing wrong or what he is doing right, comedy will not mention the person's name. Comedy will not throw it at the person's face. Comedy has a way of just using symbolism to relate to the audience, and then they feel like, oh, you are talking about this person. Comedy has a way of leaving the audience in that dark state of mind to make sure that they are thinking by themselves.
Mm.
But tragedy will not do that.
Okay.
Tragedy will make sure that it is calling a spade a spade. You will see the tragic hero. No matter how noble he is, he will have his own tragic flaws. He will mess up. The people will feel pity for him. And at the end of the day, he's left between the king's message and the deep blue sea. He has to make a very costly decision. So, which comedy would have looked for a way to turn it down and then make the audience laugh about it? So, tragedy will never toy with any serious message, no matter how minute.
But then, you're talking about a singular person, the tragic character, or the tragic hero. What if the tragedy is not about one man or one woman, but the collective? You know, earlier on, you mentioned that tragedy in Africa is communal.
Yes.
Chukwuma Sunday also said that. What we, I'm asking this question because, you know, about 2 weeks ago or thereabout, I saw a performance of Antigone in South Africa where the tragedy is not that of one man, but the collective or society. So, if we are looking at tragedy then as a collective reality, a collective situation, what role does music play in explicating that to the audience? Use your own, the kind of music that you did for The Girls I Love to Play, and the music that you're doing for the play that you are directing at the moment. How will you connect all of these three?
Yeah. Music has this special way of linking different situations up. What man A will shout for, man B can just sob for it. And what man C will wail and shout and cry about, man D might just look at it and then he's just there, he's just looking, and that does not mean he's not feeling what is going on. So the way people react to tragic things are different. So music in this sense will help you to look at the different ways people will react to tragedy. And then, if you look at the situation of Odewale in The Girls Are Not to Blame, he was fated to behave like that. But his failure to now understand when he is supposed to now become what the Yorubas call omoluabi, when they give birth to you, you go through the process of rebirth. If he had applied that method, maybe the prophecy would not have come to pass. Just like the situation of Otaelo, who is being like stigmatized all in the name of being an Osu, which is the Osu caste system in the eastern part of the country. So his own problem was the fact that he was able to fight his way to becoming a noble person. But at some point, his own pride, just the same way Odewale had pride, he too, his own pride is what is leading him to his doom. So if you now look at the role of music in this aspect, the music is not just to be playing instruments. The music is there to just emphasize the fact that this is the mood. This is what we are trying to say, and it must be passed across in this particular manner.
But in my understanding of that play, Yerima is actually trying to lampoon the Igbo society that is practicing the Osu. So, if you say that Otaelo is boastful, he has pride, he has his striding flaw, fine, and he dies at the end. Don't you think that at the end of the day, he dies, he kills his wife, kills everybody, then he commits suicide, and then the society itself is thrown into some kind of money. Don't you think that kind of a situation is a communal tragedy and not that of woman? You know, it's like the question I asked earlier, that the performance of Antigone that I saw, where you have a whole collection of people that are traumatized in different ways, but then it's a reality of the society in which the performance has been given. But then, not just about that society, it's a reality of societies that we are familiar with and those ones that we even read about. Now, let's look at this. Your music is meant to accentuate those elements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in what ways, specific ways now, are you planning on doing that in relation to what you did in The Girls Are Not to Play?
At this point in time, I'm looking at music in Otaelo by Ahmed Yerima to help me put in the mind of the audience that tragedy has its own tone.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own feeling. It is something that is devoid of levity. If you look at, if by chance you be free to come and see the play, you will hear the force that will be coming out of the musical instrument. If you are not in the hall and you are outside, you don't need anybody to tell you that something serious is going on in this. It is just helping me to buttress the fact that we are treating a very serious situation. It is no time for anybody to press phone. It is no time for anybody to look away. It is just for the fact that I want the audience to concentrate on what I'm trying to say. So the music has been, like, it has been set there to make sure that we don't have any divided attention.
So you think tragedy music in a tragedy is often useful to assert the seriousness of the situation.
That is very correct.
Okay, thank you so very much for this, for granting this interview.